Did you ever hear niggers use that about white people?
No, I don't believe I ever hear a nigger call a white man a piece of wood.
Or a white man used about another person.
Oh, yeah, you hear them. Everybody knows that old Picklewood, he's a...
Well...
They don't use it. It's not used too much. Now, but a long time ago when they had a lot of farmers, you know, around, they used a lot of old slang that way.
Okay. Can you tell me any others that they use?
Yeah, like they said the other night on... up there on that Republican convention, talking about Jimmy Carter, said, yeah, they're going to send him back to shucking peanuts.
I heard that.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, I never heard of shucking.
I never heard of I said, husk a peanut, a shell a peanut, but I never hear them say shuck a peanut.
What do you do with peas?
Shell peas. Thrash them, one or the other.
Yeah. Did you raise oats here?
Uh-huh.
How'd you separate, did you?
Combine.
I see.
Now, used a long time ago, well, we cut them on a hand cradle, tie them up and bone, and just shot them in the field till they got good and dry. You want to haul them in, and you just take that bundle and hit it over the head end there at the seed. Over a barrel, and nearly all of them shed off. Catch it when it's dry enough, so they shatter off. And you whoop them things out coming and going.
Mm.
Now we got combine, just go in there and cut them and thrash them all at the same time, leave about half of them on the ground. One man do it where it used to take a whole drove of them.
Yeah.
We do our wheat that way.
Yeah.
We plant some wheat. We plant milo.
You got that kind of animal that with a black and white. It's got a real powerful smell.
Yeah, polecat. Yes, we had one here about 2 nights ago around out there.
What, in the chicken?
No, he wasn't in nothing. I don't reckon dogs got that thing. Kind of stirred him up.
What do you call things that raid the hen roost, that sort of thing? Get them?
Well, we got minks that'll catch your chicken, and then sometimes the fox will bother them some. Then we have had the cowders come and catch them. We had to build our fence up nearly as high as that fence that keep them cowders out of the chicken yard down there. Come every night, everybody can give them a big old hen.
Now, you say, I'm going to get me a gun and go out and kill them.
Varmints.
Okay. Any other names?
Oh, well, I guess we call them by the right name.
Critters?
Something other like that.
Okay. Now, what about the kind of fish you got here? You mentioned brim the other day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we got the brim. You know, they're small, get about the size of your hand, a little large.
Yeah.
Those start off in nothing. And they come on up. Then you got what we used to have lots of, we call them red horses. They are long, keen fish, round, and these around his fins, right, come out from his body as a kind of a reddish color. Now he's a little bony. He's sort of like your old English sucker. English sucker, he's around. And them things get up to be 2 pounds or bigger, you know. And